to strap on a gun and spit on a bench and become a llama. Well, they assign you the same squad car every day, and finally, you got an idea. An idea that'll make you a better police. At your own expense, you take your squad car to a customizing place and you have them put a sunroof in that bad boy. And then you take a brick and you get behind the wheel of the car. And you practice. What do you practice? Well, you open the sunroof and you use the brick to hold the accelerator down. You sit on the seat, the top part of the seat where the headrest is. Way, your upper torso sticks out through the sunroof. You steer with your feet. The brick is holding the accelerator down. That way you can lean on your elbows with your shotgun and shoot with greater accuracy. Sure enough, a car blows by you. Florida tags. They see you and they really hit the gas. Right away, you know, you got possibility of a drunk suspect. You say, HQ, this is 3809. I am moving at a high rate of speed down the interstate. I am giving pursuit. A green over red Camaro. Tag number, Bravo, Delta, Foxtrot, Niner, Niner, Niner. I am giving pursuit. Send an ambulance and a meat wagon there. And that's when you try out your new technique. You throw that brick against the accelerator, which gives your car the extra juice it needs. You open up that sunroof, and you sit on the back of the seat, you steer it with your feet there, and you lean into the slipstream and open up! Yeah, damn it! Yeah, you blow out their back wheels, they lose control! But you forgot a very important thing. How the hell do you get that brick off the gas? Without losing control. And that's just what happens. You lose control of your own man. Look out! You're ejected from the vehicle, and you land in a nearby pond there. I mean, fortunately, the water breaks you full. And as you go walking up on shore, the maggots are trying to extricate themselves from that burning vehicle. You instantly put a hammer lock and choke them out. Throw them in the back of the arriving ambulance. And as one of them regains consciousness briefly, you think about Mirandizing them, but instead you say, look, I am charging you not only with interstate transportation of narcotics, I am charging you with eluding a police officer, with violating at least 6 or 7 traffic statutes, but you caused me to be ejected from my vehicle into the pond, and that means I'm going to have to drive all the way back to the damn station house to reapply my aqua velva. Now that ticks me off. Take this maggot downtown and... Come.